Okay, our friends. So if you're out there and you are enjoying the spring and watching plants grow and seeing new life, you may think, no, this is really great and super easy to grow all these lovely things. But sometimes you need a little bit more than just springtime for your plants to grow and flourish, right? You have to take good care of them, right? So today we're going to read a story that might have something to do with that. And it is called Grown with Love. And the story and the art is by Valeria Wicker. And the story is read today by Mommy. And
Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime? Hello, leader of the Autobots. I'm so happy that you are here today. I'm going to be talking about organic plant life. You may not understand it, but if you listen carefully, you might understand the core of what it is I'm trying to say. Are you ready?
When energon flows, I understand all organic life on the planet of Cybertron.
You do? Well, then you will probably love this one then. Are you ready for it? It's a good mission, I promise. Okay, you guys. So the Autobot leader, Optimus Prime, and Mommy are going in. Here we go. Oliver's favorite part about being a scientist was solving problems through plants, but not just any plants. He was a plant grafter, which meant he could take two plants and create a whole new one. Plants are smart. They know who likes them and who doesn't. But Oliver's plants were more than just smart. They could help people. And in the picture, we can see he's got a plant in his hands that's doing something to be
What's
very helpful.
So
we can see him starting to build a plant and taking good care of it and loving the plant, and the plant loves him. But there's kind of an angry-looking cat hissing at this other plant, and that plant doesn't like that either. It's kind of brokenhearted about it. But another picture, we can see that Oliver is carrying a plant that is doing something special. What's it doing?
Glowing in the dark.
It is glowing in the dark.
Uh-huh. I usually use my cog to glow in the dark.
You use a cog to glow in the dark? Amazing. Now, let's move on. Mr. Finch, for example, had a job to do no matter the weather. He's a mailman, right? So he has to deliver the mail even if it's raining. So Oliver granted Climatus Indurius, which kept him... So Oliver grafted the Climatus Indurius, which kept him dry, even in the harshest conditions, because it's kind of an umbrella plant, right? Mm-hmm. Mrs. Culp suffered from back problems and needed some help around the house. So for her, Oliver invented the Hausum Immaculatus, which is a plant that could make house chores a breeze. Uh-huh. So in the picture, we can see that this plant does a lot of household chores. Mm-hmm. Takes out the trash, mm-hmm. irons, scrubs the floor, all kinds of things, right? Mm-hmm. And for Mrs. Lloyd, whose puppy kept running away, he created the Shrub Architectus, which could take the form of any structure, and in this case, a fence around her yard. Ah, so she's keeping her pet inside. There wasn't a problem Oliver couldn't fix until he met Mrs. Croftabottom. She appeared to have black thumbitis, which means that she could not keep one single plant alive, no matter how hard she tried. And when we look at her house, we can see all the grass is dead. The trees, not one leaf on them. No flowers anywhere in sight, not even a weed. And when someone's not good with plants, we say, oh, they've got a black thumb. But when someone is good with plants, we say they have a, can you imagine what color?
Green thumb.
A green thumb. Very good.
Nothing grows here. Is there something you can do?
She says. Luckily, Oliver had just the solution. A fast-growing, multiplying, self-caring plant that could replenish her garden in only 2 days. Oliver planted it with care, fed it, and spoke to it. Talking to plants makes them feel loved. Did you know that's actually scientifically proven? Yeah. And just a few hours later, the plant was dead as a doornail.
See? I told you nothing grows here.
Oliver looks at the problem and he considers it. He's got a frown on his face. Perhaps the soil was the problem. A plant he'd created specifically for tricky soils would solve Mrs. Croftbottom's dilemma. What's a dilemma?
A problem.
Yeah, a sticky situation where you don't know what to do.
Maybe she just needs a plant from Cybertron. Those never die.
Yeah, like a robotic plant?
I sent one to Earth, and mm-hmm. It's still here by this day.
Really? That's impressive. Yeah, so he has this tricky soil plant, and the next page over we see, or maybe not, it has died. Squish. This was going to be challenging. Mrs. Croftbottom needed something strong. The hardiest of Oliver's creation, the Daisy Heavy Dutium, a.k.a. the Challenger. What does a.k.a. mean?
Also known as.
Very good. Nothing could kill this strong daisy, except for Mrs. Croftbottom. It was dead, miserably, dreadfully dead. Mrs. Croftbottom was right. Nothing grew in her garden. Oh, poor Oliver, it looks so sad. Her case of black thymitis was unlike anything Oliver had ever seen before. Possibly an incurable one. Incurable means you cannot find a cure for it. A cure is a fix.
I already know a cure.
Yeah?
We could send her a Cybertronian mm-hmm. plant.
Oh, that is a good cure. I don't know that
they
Oliver...
never die.
I don't know that Oliver knows about Cybertron, though.
Maybe not, because...
Yeah.
Earth for us is in a whole different universe.
Dimension. I know. Okay. Well, let's see what happens.
Come in for a glass of milk. You'll feel better,
she says.
Thank you,
says Oliver. He looks so upset. With Mrs. Croftbottom's kindness and the lovely refreshment, Oliver's thoughts refreshed too. And that was when he noticed no one else around. Not even a pet. Mrs. Croftbottom's house seemed barren. Barren means lifeless, right? There's no life there. And we can see on her pictures, she's had a very full life, right? Mm. She got married, and she and her husband made
pies,
and they won awards for them, too. It says here, the Croftbottom's Pies Go National Best Pie Award, first place, Etta Mae Croftbottom. But he's looking around here, and he thinks it's as if something was missing. And then it all made sense. Okay, so here's his science, because now we know he's a scientist, right? Mm-hmm. He's got Mrs. K hypothesis. Number one, plants need love and care to survive, right? So you take your plant, you give it lots of love, and then it does well. Okay. Mrs. Croftabottom is lonely. Therefore, number three, if Mrs. Croftabottom thrives, then so will her plants. Ah, so because she is lonely and not well, mm-hmm. nothing in her garden is either. Okay, so back in his lab, Oliver prepared a pot for his test subject. He took two plants, snipped their stems, and joined them into one. Then he made a few phone calls. Oh, next, he made a few phone calls, and we can see him calling Mr. Finch and Mrs. Culp and Ms. Lloyd. And last, to test his theory, they visited Mrs. Croftabottom and infused her with love. That offered relief, that provided shelter, and that formed something new. And we can see in the picture all these wonderful things happening, and guess what? It restored what was lost. Oliver's hypothesis was accurate, and the treatment was working. Now we can see the plant is growing as he sits and reads with her. And the plant is growing as he pots it in the backyard with the grass. Now it has grass. He can see it working as he sits with Mrs. Croftabottom and knits. And they're picking the flowers off of the, or berries off of the bush that he has made for her. And now those berries are going into a pie and they're eating the pie that they've made. Oh my goodness. But just in case, he set up a maintenance plan that ensured everlasting blooms and a lifetime supply of Mrs. Croftabottom's famous loveberry pies. What do you think the maintenance plan was? The maintenance plan was to have all the neighborhood people come over and check on Mrs. Croftabottom regularly. He has built her a community. I need you to know something. In your life, you will have choices to make. And the older you get, the more choices you will have. And one choice that you can make is to say, I will be alone. I much prefer to be by myself. If you are feeling alone and like you don't have a lot of friends, then you will have a hard time growing. We were built and designed to want community with other people. We are built and designed for so much more than just being ourselves. There are other humans in this world whom we can offer things to. Our love, our friendship, our services. And if we can go and find them and help them, and then they can also help us. And we will be happier and have richer lives. So it's very important that you find somebody that you can care for. Just like you will need to be cared for at some point in your life as well. Mm-hmm. And that, my friends, is really good advice, isn't it? And it is also...
the end.
The end.
Autobots, roll out!
Ooh, nice.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.